It's time for going into question again with one person. And first, again, if we just have another few minutes or moments of silence for each of us to feel if there is a question for us. What is the area of unknown? And I would just like to tell a short story, another one of my favorite stories. Importance of the practice of learning how to be with not knowing and how nearly impossible that is for us. I have a friend who lives in California. One night she woke up in the night. She was woken up in the night. And something was going on, but she didn't know what was going on. She didn't know what had woken her up. And this was terrifying. And then it was such a relief for her when she realized that it was just an earthquake. Either live or die, and I know what to do. It's just an earthquake. I'm not knowing what's going on. So it's a hilarious, I find, story. And also can give us some respect for our capacity to pretend to know when we don't know. And how much respect we need to give to the process of learning how to be with not knowing. How important it could be to be in that powerful of a place, that scary of a place. Finding about my intention for bringing up questions is not to make fewer questions, but more questions. So you might wish for an earthquake. So we can just be quiet and feel. To come up, or you can also speak from where you are. You're telling me, okay. Yes, please. Are you staying there? Okay. What is the...
The fear of being hurt in the heart, how it protects yourself, and now it's in this whole market of new age and all the things going in this world. But not just by okay, now imagine yourself sitting in a hotel. Let me know what to ask by the question.
Feel the frustration. So, can you say again? A little more loudly from the belly. And just before you do, the thing I wanted to mention, to ask, because it's, for many people, the biggest fear, bigger than death, to speak in front of people. Little exercise that we play sometimes is the person who's speaking, as we listen, imagining we're in love with the person. Some of you might be also. And it would be easier. So listening, imagining you're in love with Rani.
Okay. I ask what is the way or possibility or
I think one time, but
I think more time, like more than when someone is not, when you put your borders, like you put your definition of when stop,
mm-hmm.
and someone is not listening,
mm-hmm.
and keep on doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what.
Okay, can you hear?
Okay.
It's
feel here, and
no,
you can summarize.
Summarize.
You said it. You said it clearly. What you wanted to say.
Do one time or two times, and you stop. But getting
violated.
It's when you say stop, and the person doesn't listen to you. You keep on doing it. Just keep on.
How does it feel for you to speak?
Like I have to do an effort to.
Yeah.
To be.
Can you still connect? Not so much. So can you come closer, please?
No.
It's okay.
Yeah. No, I sell this conversation for 20 shekels for a CD.
I forgot to ask you. It's okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, I think that there can be more questions about that definition of getting hurt and getting violated. So, I wonder if you want to go into that more now, or if you want to go into more of the how does protection
Protection, because I think it's individual for each person.
Interesting for you to look into what makes it individual for each person. So I like your definition as a starting place, but then we could also think of examples of times that someone was doing something repeatedly, and we took it like a child is always asking for candy, and we keep saying no, 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 and they say I want candy. We see examples that don't quite fit, and that then might help to go in that investigation on your own.
Okay. I have a question and answer for you.
Okay.
No, because when child do it, when you want something for you, you want it right now. It's not a grown up that can control himself and say understand it. This is a kind of an urge or a need that it's come from. The child want a candy, he want a candy.
Yeah.
So he will nag you and...
Mm-hmm. And how are we different from the child?
Mm-hmm. I think we got hurt too much since we were children.
And so then what happens?
Life, teaches you or you get... to live with all kind of rules, for example,
mm-hmm.
rules of the house, rule of the neighborhood, rule of the
mm-hmm.
government rules. So it's just to control the urge or.
Mm-hmm. And then, how does that turn into violating? If I now control my urges, remember that I ever had it. Because I was taught not to ask you.
To connect with the candy.
Okay, so what do you connect with?
No, seriously. It's something deeper than the candy.
Yeah, I want attention. Does that connect with you? I'm a child, I want attention. Or give me another...
Yeah, attention or listen to me. Like,
yeah, okay. I want you to pay attention to me. I want you to listen to me. As a child, I keep saying, look, 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 look. Now as an adult, I've been taught not to do that. So then how does that turn into...
I'm starting to be confused. I think it's going to a different...
Yeah, this is the first little part that we said we'll let you look into later. So we keep coming back to it. Longer, in a broader way, it would be understanding why someone becomes violent. Which means, why do I?
Yeah, I know. This way of what a person is not listening to you as a child, like your parents don't listen to you, okay, okay, you observe it, you see it, okay. But being the person who,
mm-hmm,
because you're,
yes,
you got hurt,
yes,
and it's coming a different way now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So what's the difference in different ways?
Well, I think it's like this, the, this ball.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do it,
mm-hmm,
you get the sound, but it's like getting air from, and for me, it's exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
So
the
it's
shaking that happens after getting,
yes,
hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter where you, you touch the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of passionate.
So this is your heart? The bowl is your heart? Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I still would suggest it's worth looking at, understanding from inside also, how, let's say, wanting attention gets aggressive. Not as the end of the story, but as the beginning of many different other ways of investigating. Really see, and with open eyes, I see and accept that this happens in human beings every day. I'm very ready to see that. I'm not pretending it's not happening. And that is one thing that can help in your main question, how to protect the heart. If I know that this happens every day, then I'm very sensitive, very receptive to seeing that shift happen in other people and in myself. The shift from the child.
It's, mm-hmm, it's very easy way. If it was that easy, so I wouldn't sit here.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That's the beginning.
Okay.
To get now into the main question. So for you, it's easy to see how that happens in people.
Yes.
How aggression is born. Can you describe in yourself when you noticed aggression being born out of disappointment?
Now I'm questioning myself, okay? Because in one way I want to have an answer.
Mm-hmm.
In another way I want to.
Yes.
And it's getting like.
Yes. We're not trying to find an answer.
In order to answer this question, I have to open my heart. more than I,
okay,
am opening right now.
Okay.
And I can, yeah, I can trust you, but sorry, I cannot trust,
yeah,
anyone.
Yeah.
And I think it's not fair,
yeah,
to.
Yeah. Beautiful. This is how you protect the heart. One way. So just if you can feel in yourself that sense of very clearly exactly what was happening and why. That's it. Wow.
Thank you. It was so easy.
That's not all.
No, it's a, no, it's really amazing to see it.
Mm.
So gently.
Mm.
But I was so gentle, not like so yes.
Hmm. Thank you. A goodbye thank you, or just spontaneous thank
you? Both of them.
It was just maybe.
No, it was really thank you for
mm-hmm.
Because I didn't notice that I did it.
Mm.
It was kind of natural. And when you, no, like, because it seems so easy. No, seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so,
yeah.
And mainly it's the way that you and everybody was, allowing myself to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like I feel on the, a little bit going deeper.
Okay. if you remember a day, let's say, or a time, that one of those days where you were in your flow and you happened to say the right thing, appropriate thing, I don't mean like manipulatively, mm-hmm. but...
Yes, there is daily. Mm-hmm.
Could you describe, did you feel before that? I mean, hear before that? Okay. So, feeling, a valuing of his own heart message to himself, that, like this, from all of us, we feel like going in the question, if he remembers a day or a time being so-called in his flow, where he happened to be appropriately saying and not saying and doing and not doing. He said yes, and I'm asking him to describe it, how he experienced that.
I work in school, in school. I work in school with kids. And with the kids I have no problem, because it's just... Mm-hmm. And when I need to raise my voice, I raise my voice, and mm-hmm. when I need to hug, I'm hugging,
mm-hmm.
and just...
Yeah.
But when a grown-up stands in there, mm. it's...
Okay. So could you describe when you're with your kids in your school? You feel in your body, for example. How does it happen? The raising the voice. Natural feel.
Natural.
Can you think of another, if you just try to connect to that feeling? Not here.
There is effort, and there is ease, there is everything.
Yeah.
Everything is happening, you know. It's mm-hmm. one time it can be like this, and one time it can...
Mm-hmm.
Everything is happening.
Yeah.
It's not just peace and quiet, and
mm-hmm.
also it's just everything is working, all the system is working.
Yeah. Good. So we're not stuck with one or the other.
Yes.
And there's an openness for whatever is needed.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'll try to remember or connect to that feeling of openness to everything. If you feel anything in your body or in your being other than natural. If someone doesn't know what natural is.
I think one of the things is everything. Just the ideas, for example, the ideas, like, very clearly, very...
Yeah.
This is the main, and in the body it's the body,
mm-hmm.
but the way
describe even more. If we imagine that,
yes, more. I will tell you.
Okay.
There is no the two voices inside.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So then an adult comes into the room. What happens? Do you feel anything in your body with the two, when the two voices are operating?
Yeah, my Akara, home Akara,
conscious mind.
Conscious mind is splitting,
mm-hmm.
just, and I lose my focus,
yeah.
and just like one eye is there and one eye is over there.
Okay, so is this the children?
Go in his eyes and look,
mm-hmm.
like, and trying to visualize it through his eyes.
Especially closed anywhere?
Here?
Mm-hmm.
Here?
Mm-hmm.
Here?
Here?
And then it's just...
This is a heavy weight, or
it's here. Everything is...
Mm.
All the gates are closed.
Yeah. Okay. Something that comes up on retreat also, and that you
yes,
can
stay.
Yeah. Yeah. And yes, yes. And it's a good time to play with it. So it's good that we still have all of these hours of silence.
Okay.
To feel how I'm splitting off and pretending that it has to do with that person over there. So I'm using why the criticizing. If we imagine that whatever we do is somehow, somewhere we're doing our best, we're doing what we were told to do, it's somehow out of love, even if it's a stupid love.
When you criticize, when I criticize, you're saying you are wrong, I'm right.
Mm-hmm. In this case, doing it
yes,
ourselves.
And
why, what function would that serve? What happens when that?
When the heart is getting closed.
Yeah. So that closing of the heart, that particular closing of the heart, is that, what is that? I'll try to find a way of asking.
That's the answer. Yeah.
That's the intention. So again, this I'm right, you're wrong, or I'm wrong, you're right, as long as we know who's right and who's wrong. Before the heart closes, is there anything in between? Or is there anything that happens?
Losing the focus, first of all.
Alright. Before losing the focus, is there anything?
I think the way of seeing things, it's like I said before, instead of looking inside, looking outside.
Mm-hmm. Right before the second eye starts looking over there, can you try to feel if there's anything there?
Afraid of the doing the wrong thing,
mm-hmm,
by his or her eyes.
Okay.
And slowly. And that's okay. Listening to the rules, like,
mm-hmm,
instead of listening to the rules, not to the rules, the flow, just the rules,
mm-hmm,
list of rules coming up, and mm-hmm, patient, breathe a little bit.
So,
we didn't say anything.
Steady. That what happens, what he's describing is the split, which is I am afraid that I will be seen as wrong, so the list of rules comes up. So this is still describing the split.
It's happening right now.
Yes.
For example.
Yes.
Because when you try to speak and say,
yes,
I felt that I'm. My imagination says,
yes,
that you looked at the box and wait, no, this is my imagination said, wait, I'm telling
yeah,
you
yeah.
I'm telling you what's going on and I feel it's right.
Great, perfect.
That I'm like kind of taking the place and the time for other people.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to invite someone else or someone else.
Mm.
So it's
okay, perfect. So can you feel the rules come? Why do the rules come? I'm afraid of being seen as wrong. I don't.
I felt for me it's kind of not being patient with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I try to find the words,
yeah,
and it took me some time. And maybe I finish and maybe I don't. And you.
Yeah.
So this is what I felt.
Mm-hmm. So you felt judged, maybe?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
I said the. I understand it as you not being patient with me.
Right. Okay. So if we can try to use this example, like now. If not, then Why? What are we trying to get from relying on the rules? You're right.
To be right. To not being. To be good. To be okay. Mm-hmm. To be good.
Mm. To be good. To be good, to be okay. So why do I want to prove that I'm good?
Can't so obvious. So obvious that this is how it's worked.
Okay.
So it's to be results
right.
Of being good. And I know what the result if I'm wrong, and the it's not that I'm when I'm wrong someone is angry about me, it's me getting angry at myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I know the results, but to answer the question of why I need to be right.
Question of why I need to be right. So is okay. When you're in your flow with the kids, that whole idea of right and wrong doesn't come up. You don't think, oh, I raised my voice, was that okay? And you don't think, oh, I hugged the child, was that okay? Just comes. That's two kinds of good or two kinds of right. And we jump from that flow good to the rules good. Why do we jump? Why do we trust the rules good when there's an adult in the room? So maybe it's worth stating the obvious. Why do I want to be right? Right means, wrong means.
Answer. Okay. I'm choosing not to say because I've already been looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's my still my mother still was pregnant and after I was born, so it's like seeing this situation. I didn't have any control then about this way of what I needed, and from working with this and looking at it for 5-6 years already, it's I blame my mom, la 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 la, and blame, and I got tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was stuck in here, and she had her own problems. It's something that I can just see and know and understand and kind of accept.
Accept. Okay.
And it's kind of getting stuck in an elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is nothing for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just this split is it's just the like the electricity is being cut immediately. It's not that me being a baby did something wrong, and it's not that my mother did something wrong on purpose. It's like both of us was in a situation that hopeless, like we couldn't do nothing, so it's and it still affects.
Like
still doing the
So if something happened sometime, something that could happen now or another time or several things and what I'm asking is now that shift from the flow good to the rules good, why?
As I said, it's something that I cannot think, it's like something Gemma said rooting.
Yes.
It's something that
so go down into the roots.
No, it's like something that there's nothing if you buy a machine and as you buy it, it's broke, mm-hmm. so you have to go and replace it.
Okay.
It's that deep.
Okay. It might be, or it could be that we could find something that fixes it. In the same way that it got broken,
okay.
it could maybe be fixed. Possible?
I'm willing to do the effort.
Okay. What caused this brokenness? Was a cause, and maybe we're not stuck with it. Maybe there can be then another cause for a different effect.
Yeah, and every time this different effect comes, this old effect comes, we break it.
So far?
Yes, so far.
Yeah. Sounds like maybe that would be an important thing that for all of us in the room, it can be important to hear. I think there's no hope. But no hope, and I disconnect. Not no hope, like I said last night. No hope with this program, with these kids, so I'm going to do what I love to do because. Just because. I'll even give you personally a lot, much encouragement because it feels like from what you're saying and how you're being here and how you describe your work, being with the children, that there's a lot
what did you say?
There's a lot.
What?
There's so much so much time in your life that you're actually in a flow state, so to speak, which people often see themselves as not having that much. People usually say, for a second, I felt that, or for a day, once. So it feels like a strong contrast between a lot of time where mm-hmm. trust is there enough that you're also with people, with children, someone else with you in the world. And it's this trigger that happens in adults. Okay. Feeling. It would feel unnatural with an adult. We could still start to expand the borders of the trust. Feel how when I go to the rules, it's not that I go, but
they come.
Somewhere very deep, as you're saying, very deep, it is that my trust is in the rules in this situation. With the kids, I'm trusting flow, which we could say something bigger. I'm not trusting right and wrong. I don't need to be right. When an adult comes, I'm not trusting flow. Trust, when an adult comes, is in the rules. And I would question how well that works. Adult comes in the room. I'm not trusting flow anymore. It's not that I'm deciding,
yeah,
but the
okay.
trust is in the flow.
Mm-hmm.
The adult comes in. The trust is immediately, almost, mm-hmm. saying, can we question that?
Oh, okay.
So, is there an adult sometimes that you're in flow with?
About?
Being in flow with an adult.
Because it's so sweet.
Because the person
is
so sweet.
It's so sweet, yes. It just. I met him. Is. Backgammon?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
By playing backgammon, they met?
Yes. And.
Whoever loses, yeah?
Went and. We bet on 1 kilo of ice cream and 1 kilo of baklava. Like this for, I think, 2.5 months.
That's pretty sweet. So both 1 kilo of baklava and 1 kilo of rice. Yeah. How often did you play?
Sometimes we used to play also in different games, but.
Was this a daily thing?
Almost.
Wow.
When he was at home, yeah. But just by after I think 2 weeks or something like that, I discovered something big, like very deep about him. And willing to teach me something very important to me. One time say, I'm correcting you, I don't want to, it's not, I just want to help you by correcting you. I'm not trying to do, just accept that I'm, I want to do something that will be easier for you.
Mm.
Although you did exactly the same thing for the last 2 months, I would like to show you something different.
Mm.
And when we, when the most famous time, I felt that someone is really gonna miss me, not because of what I did for him, just because he will miss me, mm-hmm. not because I always felt with him,
mm-hmm.
that I did that for me in his heart, and not being with him in the same,
yeah.
same place.
Another way of... Okay. Did you say the first time that you felt someone would miss you?
Yes.
First time. Not for something that he did, not for just look into again the closing of the heart with any other adult. It feels like, I wonder if that closing, that trusting in the rules, which makes the heart close.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, because if I think you said in the beginning about the all the system is shutting down.
Mm-hmm. So, would it be better to be criticized? Or would it be... So, is being criticized or is having a shut down heart worse for the heart?
It's the same.
Okay, it's the same in one moment. But the shutting down happens for a long time. And the criticism comes here and there.
No, but when she comes, she's there. She brings a suitcase there.
But how is it that she stays?
She comes for a week.
How is it that she stays? The criticism from the adult over there?
Ah, I opened the door for her. She's welcome.
So is that not part of this shut down heart?
Yeah, it's part of it. They are kind of packaged.
Yes. Yeah. So the criticism itself, the words or the look or whatever that we're afraid of, and the shut down heart that lives with the criticism,
mm-hmm.
that just can't get instead of a kilo of ice cream and a kilo of baklava,
ah, yeah,
a kilo of criticism and a kilo of blame. This protection of the heart, which is really a shutting down, and ends up being, sounds to me, worse for the heart, from the heart's point of view, than any criticism that
mm-hmm.
someone else could
mm-hmm.
do. Okay.
Okay.
Anything moves inside you?
Mm-hmm.
What? When we say this, the heart closing down, trying to protect, doesn't work?
Don't you say I see? an alert.
Yeah.
Level 4, I think.
Out of how many?
Out of 5.
Oh.
No, I'm getting ready.
Yeah. 4? The what?
To shut down. In the beginning, because of the fragile of that.
Mm-hmm. But the thing that I'm afraid of?
We're coming to point A.
Yes, we're coming back to the beginning, which is good. Do you feel anything move in you when you see that I also, into my heart, the very thing I'm afraid of from someone else? And I do it first, and I do it a lot more.
In some way, I'm shutting you down. I don't know, but just.
Okay.
I think I don't even hear you very very well.
So I try again?
Loudly, but you can hear. Okay, I will do a deal.
You
okay.
Will do?
A deal.
Okay.
No, please. No, I think then. Because. Okay, nothing.
No,
I'm,
tell me.
No, I will give you an asking tomorrow.
I like it. Could you hear that back there?
You like action.
So, what I'm asking you when you're listening is to feel in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to tell us what happens, but just to feel what happens. When I say to you what I find myself doing to myself, when I'm afraid of being judged, my heart closes, trying to protect it from the judgment, but the closing of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Any movement?
Okay,
so
next
what do you say to me? I'm living my life this way.
Yes.
I'm hurting my own heart, and I'm blaming other people. My own heart.
It's this and.
And I'm blaming other people.
Maybe yes. No, I'm.
Before it's you said it's obvious.
It's no, yeah, because the way you say it now, it's put me in a. It sounds like I'm doing something wrong.
But I'm saying about me.
I know, I thought you said about me.
No, I'm saying about me. I hurt my own heart.
Yes.
And I blame other people.
Okay. Yes. It's what you said before.
Yes.
And I take it for myself also. Because it's tricky. It's either being open, totally open, and then getting there. Because without saying like in the beginning, please hold. It's either too much open or it's very closed.
Okay, this I doubt.
What?
Too much open? Open with the kids? Seems to work pretty
no,
well.
No, I think with the. Because there is something, for example, with the kids, there is something that. Grown up or whatever, the people from outside don't understand what am I doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sometimes really doing crazy things.
Yep.
Okay?
The too much open heart does crazy things.
It's
yeah.
And I think if someone that look at me want to see the results right away.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm hearing my voice or adding the kids,
yes.
That's what you see.
Yes.
But for the long term,
yeah.
Even even if I don't think long term, but it's kind of automatically will do the long term. It has to come later, or so need this patience of being clear.
Can you hear?
Okay. We were talking about patience.
So when he's with his kids, which is in his flow.
You want me to say it again?
Okay, good. Great.
Being totally open. And sometimes when I'm totally open, doing things that let's put them on the scale right away and see the immediate result. It takes a while. It needs to be. You have to have patience in order to see the result. And sometimes a grown up, or the grown up eyes, as I see it, won't just see the reality, then you don't see the intention behind the behind the reality.
Yeah.
Because if I'm running after a kid with a stick in my hand, you see that I want to beat him,
right.
And you don't see something different.
Yeah.
I'm not running after.
So. The too much open heart.
Oh, I ran with scissors.
Yes, what?
I ran with scissors.
The too much open heart does crazy things, which we can also say appropriate things, which we can also say one kind of right, but not by the rules. Not we could say immeasurable right.
Yes.
That definitely people who are measuring do not understand. Okay. Luckily, the measurement mindset, although it is in most people most of the time, does not run the world. The immeasurable is behind everything. Experience. I don't care about that. Yes or no?
Yes and no. Yes. When it's open and it's flow, yes. But when this
okay
cuckoo come,
so which cuckoo?
The rules in the ground. Okay.
What I have found is that it's safe to be too much open crazy.
It's so simple at the beginning. So you are telling me to learn from your experience?
I'm saying, you said your heart is either too closed or too open. And I didn't yet hear you say, describe the too open part. I think that's an excuse.
No, I will explain. I will explain what is too much open. Thank you. Now I understand what is too much open. What I define as too much open. When I told you about the what's happening when I was baby,
yeah.
I told you the situation. I didn't go inside,
yeah.
And give it not just you, everybody, the details, like the vulnerable details. What I think I didn't give you the tools to get. To help me.
Mm-hmm.
I just gave you the information without giving you the information needed.
Mm-hmm.
Not
mission, then we could hurt you.
I think it's not that you can hurt me. It's to open in all the wounds, like. Mm-hmm. To scratch the old wound again,
mm-hmm.
You just instead of tell you, okay, I got cut
in my soul.
Mm-hmm.
And don't put too open and say, oh, look.
No.
This is, I think, too much open. It's like, oh.
Right. I'm not sure if I agree. I think that sometimes I've noticed in my experience the fear of too much open, the power of too much open, the way that too much open allows healing to happen so that I no longer have the problems and weaknesses to identify with, to construct me, to make me. And I say, too much open is too much open.
Maybe I need to do different definition for too much open.
I think too much open is not open.
So what is it?
I think too much open is intimacy.
Okay.
It is intimacy, which another way to say is a lot of long words, two long words, unilateral disarmament. From my side, I put my weapons down. From my side, I put my weapons down. From my side?
No, all the.
Okay.
It didn't do.
So we'll finish with this.
Okay.
So I'm not suggesting that now you tell us that information that could be. Feel free to tell me or someone privately if you want to, as an experiment. A wound, and we have wounds,
mm-hmm.
to see what is going into it in the wrong way that opens it again, and what is going to it more simply, even if I'm afraid of what might happen. Healing happens. Do is we buy the fear, and we use the fear, and we say, uses us and says, that's too open of a heart, we have to protect the heart, and so then we squish the heart. The sensitivity that the heart had to be super naturally aware of what's going on and what's appropriate to protect the heart.
It's the same. It's leave the heart alone. Don't protect him. Let him protect himself. Kind of. Let mm-hmm. him guide you. And
yeah.
Bodyguard and learning how to have.
Learning how to fly. Thank you, really thank you.
The end.
Bearing fruit now and bearing fruit willingness and are putting into practice the momentum towards crazy things happening.